Democratic leaders of the U.S. Senate say chambers likely to override President Barack Obama's promised veto of a bill which would allow families of the 9/11 victims to sue the Saudi government. It'll be the first override of an Obama veto since he took office back in January of 2009. The top Democratic leaders reiterated their support for justice against sponsors of the terrorist attacks. Senate passed the bill unanimously in May, despite threats from Riyadh to pull billions of dollars from the U.S. economy. The White House then signaled that Obama will veto the legislation. The U.S. congressmen have become increasingly restive about relations with Riyadh, especially after the release of 28 declassified pages from a congressional report into the 9/11 attacks. Now, that disclosure reignited speculation that a few of the 15 Saudi nationals involved in the deadly attacks had links to Saudi government officials. Now we're joined by Mr. Craig Unger out of New York, author of House of Bush, House of Saud. Hello, Mr. Unger, and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. Sir, now the White House says without the veto, the bill could be used against Americans overseas. Now, does this rationale somewhat not infer that U.S. forces are out there breaking international terror laws abroad?
Well, maybe. I'm not sure that's the real reason. A lot of people in Congress feel that it's sort of irrelevant. And I think the main thing, though, is that you've seen over the last 15 years a real shift away from this incredibly close relationship the United States has had with Saudi Arabia. That it's worth going back to 9/11, remembering that the Bush, both President Bush Sr. and his son, George W. Bush, were very, very close to the Saudis. Prince Bandar, who was the Saudi ambassador to the U.S., actually was in the White House just 2 days after the events of 9/11, and he was orchestrating the evacuation of more than 100 Saudi nationals, many of them members of the bin Laden family, at a time when U.S. skies were empty because everything had been locked down after the events of 9/11.
I'm going to allude to what you just said, that you didn't feel like, you know, you fully agree with that premise that I started with. So do you think that Obama's veto threat is really there to protect overseas Americans or the interest they had to protect Riyadh?
I think it's probably the last thing they want is another problem in the Middle East. And there's been a lot of jousting back and forth. I mean, the Obama administration has, I think to its credit, it's gone ahead with the nuclear agreement with Iran. And for the first time, that tilts the balance away from Saudi Arabia when the U.S. has been very heavily pro-Saudi for many, many years.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what could be more important right now for U.S. politicians than to get justice for the victims of the biggest terror attack that's taken place on U.S. soil? And I hope the answer isn't to preserve Middle East oil pipeline or the relations with the Saudis.
Right. Well, I think for the first time there are enough votes that the bill will probably pass, even if Obama does veto it, and that it has support by Senate Majority Leader, the Democratic Majority Leader in the Senate, Harry Reid, and even some a fair number of Republicans. So it looks like if Obama does veto it, the Congress will override the veto.
And then to allude to what you said earlier, so you feel the relationship, that close and cozy relationship that Washington and Riyadh have enjoyed for the last 20 years, is somewhat on the rocks?
It definitely has changed in the last 15 years. I mean, it was so cozy, it was much too cozy. And the U.S. turned a blind eye to the kind of terrorism Saudi Arabia has sponsored even after 9/11, which is just extraordinary. And you had this very, very close familial relationship where Prince Bandar would drop by the Bush family house in Kennebunkport, Maine. He'd go on hunting trips with George H.W. Bush Sr. And then immediately after 9/11, you saw him orchestrate a spectacular PR campaign that made it seem as if Saudi Arabia had absolutely nothing to do with the attacks, when, as we know, it really was an open secret. 15 out of the 19 hijackers were Saudi. Osama bin Laden, of course, was Saudi. Not just Saudi, but a part of one of the most powerful families in Saudi Arabia, the bin Laden family company is sort of the Saudi equivalent of Bechtel. And the United States, in fact, a lot of the Western countries had huge multi-billion-dollar contracts dealing with them.
Thank you for your input, Mr. Craig Unger, and your contribution to Press TV's Top 5, author of House of Bush, House of Saud, joining us out of New York. Thank you much, sir.